By the time most of us reach college, we have gone through some form of interview or another. Whether it's in the form of an entrance interview, a job interview, or a Q&A for a newspaper, almost everyone has experienced the basic format of an interview. However, along with a simple format, most interviews come with something else: nerves. Nerves can affect people on both sides of an interview, but are usually most severe for those being interviewed. An interviewee's nerves can cause apprehension, giddiness, and an overuse of filler words such as like, and But why? If interviews are such commonplace for college students, what about them makes people feel so uncomfortable? I talked to students at SUNY Potsdam about how they feel about being interviewed and what exactly makes them so nervous.
We found an unsuspecting victim innocently hanging posters in the union. So what's your name?
Alex Allen.
Nice to meet you, Alex. Before Alex knew the questions he was going to be asked, he was already exhibiting pre-interview jitters. How do you feel about being interviewed?
It's a little nerve-wracking.
My professionally casual eye contact was clearly making Alex nervous. Why would you say that it's nerve-wracking?
Because you're just staring at him. People are looking too.
His nerves also caused him to contradict himself about the importance of eye contact. And can you give us an example of how a bad interview goes? What people do in bad interviews versus what people do in good interviews?
Eye contact. If someone's not looking at you, then that's very bad. And not talking is a bad interview skill. And that's all I can come up with right now.
His frazzled nerves left him stumbling to find things to say. And what makes you nervous about being interviewed?
Not knowing what to say or not having anything to say.
Obviously, despite having experience with being interviewed, even the most seasoned professionals need to work on their interview skills. So next time you're preparing for an interview, try to keep your nervous tics in line. My name is Alexandra Kapla, taking you wherever the cookie crumbles.